Welcome to another episode of The Short Coat, a podcast of wit and wisdom from the students at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. I'm Dave Etler. The Des Moines Area Medical Education Consortium is a group of hospitals in central Iowa affiliated with the UI Carver College of Medicine. Included in the group are some five hospitals, including a children's hospital and a VA medical center. And in the past few years, the consortium has offered Iowa students the opportunity to take their third and fourth year clerkships at those hospitals. And today we're joined by Dr. Stephen Craig, the executive director of the Des Moines Area Medical Education Consortium. Welcome to The Short Coat, Dr. Craig.
Thank you.
Also with us today are Natalie Ramirez. Is Natalie Ramirez. let's be grammatically correct. Natalie Ramirez,
I'm still
welcome.
Only one person.
Well, you know. Welcome.
Thank you. All right, so my idea about this show today was just to give Dr. Craig a chance to talk about this program to the coming class, the M1s that are now going to be M2s, and then maybe years to come, about how this program works and where people tend to do in the program. And maybe just a little bit more about Dr. Craig so people have a better idea of, you know, what they're really getting into. Full disclosure, I'm completely biased about the Des Moines year. I spent my third year there and had a wonderful time, so much so that I want to help Dr. Craig right now talk about it. So,
well, thank God you're being so...
That's right.
So unbiased.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're known for.
All right. So Dr. Craig, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with this program?
Sure. So I actually am an Iowa native. I grew up in the Des Moines area, and I did my undergraduate and my medical school training here in Iowa City at the University of Iowa. From here, I ventured west to Denver, Colorado, where I did my internal medicine residency training at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center, stayed on and did a chief resident year, and then decided that I'd return to Des Moines with the idea that I'd combine clinical practice with teaching. I had been exposed to that teaching as a student in Des Moines, working with excellent faculty there as a medical student. And I wanted to return and take that challenge on. So I've been doing that for 30 years now. I returned to Des Moines in 1983. In 1994, I became the director of the Des Moines Internal Medicine Residency Program and did that for 12 years. Mm-hmm. Until 2006, I took over the current position as executive director of the Des Moines Area Medical Education Consortium.
Mm-hmm. So you have a passion for teaching.
I love teaching, yeah. So I'm a general internist with a special interest in geriatrics, and I've been able to combine that teaching with taking on a little bit more of the administrative side of education activities in Des Moines over these last number of years.
Wow, that's excellent. So how did this end up becoming a whole year in Des Moines?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. We actually have been training University of Iowa medical students on selected rotations for over 50 years. And as I said, 35 years ago, I was in Des Moines doing pediatrics and an internal medicine rotation there as a third-year student, going back and doing an internal medicine sub-internship as a fourth-year student. And in the early 2000s, we made the conscious decision that we'd like to expand the offerings for students in Des Moines and have been about that task over these last number of years. And then finally in 2008, received formal recognition from the LCME that accredits medical schools as an official branch campus of the Carver College of Medicine. And the following year in 2009, began offering students the opportunity to complete their entire third-year clinical training in Des Moines. We still continue to offer individual rotations for students who can't spend the entire year in Des Moines, both in their third year and in their fourth year, mm-hmm. and enjoy the mix of students that come to us.
Yeah, yeah.
So for some of our listeners who may not be medical students already, because we do have some of those, the third year in Des Moines, that's all about, mostly about primary care, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we do have seven residency programs in Des Moines, two family medicine residency programs, a pediatrics, a general surgery, an internal medicine, and then two are called transitional year residency programs. So we're heavy on the primary care exposure, and that's one of the advantages for students to come and get exposed to excellent primary care physicians, mentors, teachers. But at the same time, as you rotate through all the rotations in Des Moines, to know that you're going to be working with faculty who are regularly engaged in teaching and with residents who will be a part of that teaching operation with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and actually a good point, too, that I guess, Dave, what you're trying to just get at was that some of the listeners maybe don't even know what third year is all about yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so...
So, yeah, third year is all about those sure. those specialties, basically, right. For the most part.
Right. So the third year that we provide in Des Moines consists of four of the six-week clerkships, where you do an inpatient internal medicine clerkship, a general surgery clerkship, pediatric clerkship, and an obstetrics gynecology clerkship. and then 12 weeks of what we call the ambulatory practice module, which consists of outpatient internal medicine, family medicine, and something called community-based primary care, where we immerse students in different community resources, healthcare resources. And then we offer as well a four-week psychiatry clerkship. So if you add that all up, that's 40 weeks of the 48 weeks in the third year that you can do in Des Moines, which means that students do return for parts of their third year training in Des Moines, but the great bulk of it obviously is in Des Moines.
Yeah. And that was the option that I took. And even, in fact, in my year, it was actually flexible enough to where I was able to come back to the U here for psychiatry. And it just happened to be the case, you know, for me that I had established some close contacts and relationships within that department. And so I think it is important to note that you are able to kind of be a bit more flexible. Like you were actually telling me beforehand that not everyone needs to complete the entire year, and that it is that there is a really great opportunity to really just go for a few rotations that might, you know, really kind of expand your horizons, expand your perspective on the hospital systems.
Sure. Yeah, we think it's a great advantage to have students who are there for the great bulk of the year that you get to know very well and can do some additional educational things with them during the course of the year. But also to supplement them with students who are coming in for 4-week or 6-week block rotations that work alongside those students, and so they see the large numbers of their classmates. To give you some sense of that, for the students that are here for the year this year, we had 53 additional students who came and did at least one of their third-year rotations in Des Moines. So there's kind of a nice mix of people that you're working with that are people you know very well from spending most of the year in Des Moines with you, and people that come intermittently to spend time with you to see the advantages of training in Des Moines for part of their education.
Yeah, so what do you feel are some of the biggest strengths about completing those rotations, if not all rotations in Des Moines?
You know, one of the things we cite, as Dave mentioned on the introduction, is there are 5 teaching hospitals that are part of the consortium. There is a large tertiary care pediatric and general medical surgical hospital in the form of Iowa Methodist Medical Center and Blank Children's Hospital. There's a smaller community hospital that has kind of a small town community hospital feel, Iowa Lutheran Hospital. There's a Broadlands Medical Center, which is the county hospital that provides care to the indigent population in the greater Des Moines area. And then there's a Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Des Moines, where you get a chance to work with outstanding veteran patients from across the central and southern part of the state. So one of the things we cite is the advantage of working in different hospital systems and seeing maybe a little more diversity in terms of the types of patients and patient pathology you may encounter there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the realities is, and one of the things we really play up, is the advantages of working in kind of smaller settings. So where here at the university, you might be on a given rotation or clerkship with 15 to 20 other students. In Des Moines, it'll probably be 4 to 5 other students. So there'll be a smaller working group. You get maybe a little more personal attention, a little more hands-on, sometimes additional opportunities to learn and perform procedures. The small group learning sessions that are a necessary part of your education are a smaller group, and you get, again, more help and more attention as you work through the assigned curriculum that's part of your didactic training on the clerkships as well. So those are some of the things we cite. And then, as we've already mentioned, the fact that you get a chance to work with some excellent primary care role models and mentors.
I've made an observation, maybe it's true or maybe it's not, but sometimes I think that a university hospital such as the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics tends to get the really sick patients, whereas maybe smaller hospitals might have the sort of, I don't know what you would call it, normally sick patients. You know? And so that seems to me that there's a benefit there in that you get to see a different kind of patient elsewhere.
I think that can be true, that there can be a little bit more of a mix in terms of seeing the more common things that may not be as prevalent in a university center, which does focus sometimes on the sickest patients. But one of the beauties is that, as we mentioned, both Blank Children's Hospital and Iowa Methodist Medical Center are those larger tertiary quaternary center hospitals where they do have all of the medical and surgical subspecialties very well represented. So you will see some of the unusual, we call them zebras, in terms of the unusual illnesses that may not be as prevalent in a smaller community hospital setting. You get to see a little bit of that, but you're right. We tote the advantages of being able to see some of the basic bread and butter kinds of everyday medical and surgical problems in the smaller community hospital settings in Des Moines as well.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I felt like I actually had a few pretty rare cases on my pediatrics rotations out there. But on internal medicine, I really had a lot of autonomy and a lot of the chance to just sort of, you know, put in my own orders, write my own notes, really kind of function at the level of a sub-I almost, which for those students who don't know what a sub-internship is yet, it's a rotation usually in the beginning of your fourth year, where you really are allowed to manage the care of, you know, one or two, maybe three patients on an inpatient rotation. It really kind of gives you some hands-on experience. And I felt like in Des Moines, I really had a chance to kind of be a mini sub-I very early on. And I felt like I was able to learn very well by being given the chance to make my own mistakes and then be watched very closely.
Yeah, I think the nature of, as you said, smaller rotations where there are fewer learners expands the opportunities available to you in many cases.
Yeah, yeah. So I felt that the faculty out there were very dedicated to teaching. How do you think that you've felt about basically other faculty? I mean, I only got to meet quite a few, sure. You know, every once in a while.
Yeah, one of the things that I tell students, which is a reality, is that if you go up and down the roster of people you're going to work with as faculty in Des Moines and ask them, how did you end up in Des Moines? I guarantee it to a person, they're going to tell you what I would tell you, which is I was looking for a place where I could combine clinical teaching with my clinical practice, that I really wanted that exposure. And that's the beauty of what we've been able to build in Des Moines, is we've been able to build a community of outstanding students coming from the university and faculty who really like working with the students and have chosen that as their practice of choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that different from what happens for faculty at UIHC in some ways?
In some ways, you know, I think one of the challenges is it's an expectation if you come here that you're going to teach at UIHC, and sometimes you have the person who's in a research lab, and that's really their primary focus and their primary drive, and they're told that part of the time they have to spend teaching and may not be as excited about it versus the individual practitioner in Des Moines who says, I'm really just wanting to combine clinical practice with teaching and seeks out the teaching.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that sounds about right. So something else I was wondering about is just exam performance. You know, we're medical students. We're going to be worried about, you know, are we going to do as well on these clerkship exams, things like that. So,
right. I'm glad you asked that question because that is a concern that students often express is, will I get the same academic rigor if I come to Des Moines, and how will I do on exams? What are my chances to obtain honors and near honors type grades and show that I've performed well? And we have actively collected that information and share it with the students as we're recruiting them. And I'm happy to tell you the students do as well, if not a little better, on the exams and their ability to earn honors and near honors grades. They're above their peers here in Iowa City. And again, I think one of the things that's a real advantage to us is that we've been able to attract a group of faculty that enjoy teaching in the small group settings and have made it their business to learn what is it that we're supposed to be making sure the students learn in the didactic part of their training while they're with us in Des Moines. So I think you do get excellent small group instruction and didactic teaching. And as I said, the performance on the exams is at least the same and in many cases better than their peers in Iowa City. I also think one of the real advantages is that students say that they have developed their own learning network in Des Moines. Again, there's a smaller group of students. You become very close as a group together. And there's a lot of opportunity since you're living on campus, and we can talk about that in a moment, in a way that facilitates being able to get together and do small group teaching and supporting and helping each other prepare for those exams.
Yeah, yeah. And so how about clerkship ratings, things like that? How is that?
Thank you. Yeah. That's another thing that Chris Cooper, Dr. Cooper, who is the Associate Dean for Student Affairs and Curriculum, has said you really ought to be playing up to the students how well they rate the individual clerkships in Des Moines. And again, we share that data with students as we're recruiting them to consider coming to Des Moines, either for the year or for parts of the year, that all of our clerkships in Des Moines are rated at or above their counterparts. And in most cases, enough above their counterparts to say there are advantages that the students see, and the ratings reflect that in training in Des Moines.
Great, great. So something else I think I'm trying to anticipate questions that our listeners might have. And so what are common fears that you think you hear from people before they've made the decision to come to Des Moines?
Sure. I think one of the big ones is, you know, what do I miss out on by being in Des Moines for the year? And as we point out to them, although we tell you you're there for the year, of course, you spend 8 weeks back in Iowa City, so you're not going to feel terribly disconnected. You're certainly not going to feel when you do go back to do rotations at the university that you're going to be lost or have difficulty in reimmersing yourself into things at the university. So we think it's that perfect mix of being able to spend the bulk of your time in one place in Des Moines, but also see some of the advantages of spending part of your time during that year here. We also hear a lot of people worry about the exam performance. So again, we share with them the data that shows that the students in Des Moines do as well, if not better, than their counterparts in Iowa City on the exams and in earning those final clerkship grades. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other ones that I would cite is that students will sometimes say, especially if I'm going into a very competitive specialty, will it be a disadvantage for me to come to Des Moines and potentially ask the faculty in Des Moines to write letters for me as I go out and apply for residency programs? And
yeah.
One of the things we want to make sure they understand is that all of the faculty they'll work with in Des Moines have clinical appointments at the University of Iowa. And when they write letters for students, they will use their clinical appointment title, and they'll stress in the letter that they're a regular faculty member at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. They regularly work with medical students, and they have a good perspective from which to judge this particular student's qualifications based on regular interactions with students and being a regular part of the faculty here. So if anything, we stress that as an advantage to students coming to Des Moines. You're going to get to know the faculty that much better by being smaller group sizes, where you'll have more personal connection to the faculty and being a great position to ask them to write really strong letters for you as you apply subsequently to residency programs.
Yeah, and I feel like you're in a very unique perspective to give advice actually on letters of recommendation, having, you know, run an internal medicine program and then now the transitional year out in Des Moines. You know, what have you noticed actually makes a pretty good letter for a student that they really could still get out of the Des Moines experience?
I think one of the things you're going to hear people stress to you as you determine who should I have write those letters for me, those letters of recommendation that I'll need as I apply to residency programs, is make sure the person that writes the letter for you knows you very well and can write a very strong letter for you. Sometimes in our desire to get the person who's got the highest faculty rating or has the best known reputation among a faculty member, if that person hasn't worked directly with you and can't speak from their personal experience in working with you about your attributes, that's a challenge. You want someone who's writing the letter for you, knows you very well, can put in perspective how you compare to other students that they've worked with, that tell what the actual strengths are, speak to why you would do particularly well in the specialty that you've chosen. And I think that's something, again, that can be a real advantage to being in Des Moines, because the faculty will get to know you so well that I think they'll be in an excellent position to do that. And those are the kinds of letters that residency programs want. They want you to send them letters from people who really do know you well and can speak from personal observation experience as to your qualifications.
Mm-hmm. And something actually I think that's important to note too is that we are taught by you on internal medicine rotations, and so you follow us through that rotation and through the outpatient internal medicine portion. Then you see us this whole year too. You're able to see us kind of grow as clinicians, and then you do offer the opportunity for us to ask for a letter of recommendation.
Yeah, I actually tell the students at the start of the year, I hope you will ask me to write one of your letters because I'm going to get to know you very well. As Natalie has said, I work with students during their 6-week inpatient internal medicine rotation and during the 4-week outpatient internal medicine rotation very closely. So for 10 of your 50 weeks or 48 weeks in Des Moines, I work with you directly. And then throughout the year, I'm regularly interacting with you as you're moving through your other clerkships. And so I get to see you from the start of the year to the end of the year and see the growth that occurs over the course of that year and have a unique ability to maybe provide to the programs that you're applying to a year-long perspective on your third year and what your actual strengths and attributes are that will serve you well in the specialty you're choosing.
How big is this program in terms of number of students who...
Yeah, so we provide an opportunity for 24 students to spend the entire third year in Des Moines. And then we can accommodate roughly 30 to 40 other students coming for individual clerkships during the course of the year. So, again, the advantage of being there as one of the 24 is that you're going to see additional classmates coming on a periodic basis to complete additional clerkships. And 24 is a nice number in terms of being able to do things together as a group and having enough folks that you're able to draw from in terms of shared learning and support during the year. In addition, as Natalie mentioned, we do have fourth-year students coming in good numbers. Most of the internal medicine, pediatrics, family medicine, and surgery programs provide both sub-internships and advanced elective rotation experiences for students in Des Moines. In a typical year, we'll have 40 to 50 fourth-year students coming over the course of the year to complete rotations in Des Moines as well. So you also benefit as one of those 24 that's there for the year at intermixing with third-year and fourth-year students that come for intermittent rotations in Des Moines and supplement your learning enjoy their presence in their company as well.
I think what's nice about that number is that, as you implied, you get to know the students very well, and I think that might not be the case elsewhere with students who are cycling through it, 2 and 4 weeks and all that kind of stuff. You've got them for the whole year. You can really get to know them and provide that solid recommendation.
Absolutely. We do some other things since we have them there for the bulk of the year. We do provide all of our students, as they start the year, advanced cardiac life support training, which can benefit them through their third and fourth year of training. We have invasive procedure training labs that we put them through over the course of the year. We take them to the simulation lab a couple times a year and reinforce the procedure and advanced cardiac life support skills that they've developed at the start of the year. And we also tell them that during the course of the year, if there's a particular specialty you want to take a closer look at, we absolutely have the ability to have you spend some time both clinically and perhaps in the OR with those folks, and certainly shadowing and receiving some mentoring from those people as well. So you're right, having that smaller number, 24, makes it easier to do a few supplemental things that'll further enhance the year for students who choose to spend the year in Des Moines.
Something else actually I wanted to talk about was living situations. So that could be another fear for a person. This is, well, what am I going to do? How do I find a place to live? Or, you know, can I keep my place in Iowa City?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because one of the things we decided in 2009 when we talked about offering an opportunity for students to spend the year in Des Moines is that we wanted to make it possible for them to do that without incurring additional expense, living expense. So we do provide all of the students that spend the year in Des Moines a free furnished efficiency apartment in a building called the In-Towner Apartments, located directly across the street from Iowa Methodist Medical Center and Blank Children's Hospital.
We call it the Chateau
In-Towner. Oh, well, yes. Sounds lovely.
And so one of the real advantages is when you're doing, say, your surgery rotation, you're right directly across the street. So those early morning hours when you roll out of bed and walk across the street to start your surgery clerkship experience will be well received,
it's,
I'm sure.
Pretty glorious, folks. Yeah.
I'd like that now. That sounds
exactly. So that is a real advantage. And for all the clerkships, we also provide some meal support to help you, especially for those days that you're going to spend longer hours in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And for the noon conferences and morning conferences, there's always food provided.
Which is not to be underestimated.
No.
You know, I mean, I think I knew that going into third year. I was like, oh, this will be nice, that sort of thing. But really, when you're that busy, when you're about to go into surgery, you know, right after you did some morning rounds and you didn't have a chance for breakfast before you left your house, I don't know, it's just so important, those little things.
Because, you know, it's really hard to get breakfast in when you have to roll out of bed and then run right across the street.
Hey, it still was. Okay. And I really appreciated, they had these perfect, like, Egg McMuffins every morning in the cafeteria And I thought the cafeteria, the food there was actually better than UIHC. But yeah, you know, just things like that. Those
and now we're
things.
In trouble with the university.
Yeah.
Next food and nutrition service.
We'll keep that our little secret. You know, the other thing besides the housing, is, as you know, Natalie, is we do provide fitness facilities as well. So mm-hmm. free access, 24/7 access to fitness facilities on the Methodist campus, which is, I think, important also. We do tell the students at the start of the year, make sure you pay attention to your physical needs and that you stay active. And you know, making that available to you on a 24/7 basis for free is also a really nice benefit of staying on the campus.
Yeah,
so with
sweet.
All these wonderful benefits, are people like clawing over each other to get it to Des Moines? I mean, how?
Well, we know there's certain students, for instance, who are married or have children that would find it harder to uproot and move to Des Moines for the year. So by definition, there are some students that really can't or don't consider that option as prevalently. And then there are other students who are maybe involved in certain research activities here where they want to stay very close to the university to continue being able to work on that during their third year. So there's certainly extenuating circumstances where they're going to be students that don't consider that option. But yeah, the as I was telling Natalie coming in, we're taping this just after the second year class has had to put in their request for their third year clinical training, and I'm happy to tell you that we filled all 24 slots with students who are excited to come to Des Moines next year, and even had a few on a waiting list in case any of them change their minds. So the good news is, yes, we've been successful in encouraging students to choose that option.
And if you have any room for a podcast executive producer, I'm
Dave, we'd welcome you at any time.
I'm happy to.
You want to live across the street from whatever work you do?
Yes.
Yes.
It's pretty nice. Well, so that's great. So 24 people have signed up, 4 on the wait list. And then I think you said it actually worked out half and half, half men, half women.
Yeah, this year, just by chance selection, there was 12 women and 12 men. So that, again, that'll be a nice mix of people, and we're excited to get to know them better and begin working with them come this July.
Yeah. I think it's...
So is there a selection process that you guys...
So there is. You know, we make a number of opportunities available for students to come visit the campus, and we ask them to do that so they're sure of exactly what they're getting into, and they get a chance to visit then with students that are on campus and some of our faculty and certainly our support people as well, so that they know exactly what they're getting into, get all their questions answered. So in that sense, we do give preference to the people who've been able to make that time, carve time out of their day to out of their busy schedules to come to Des Moines and take a closer look at things. And so that process has helped to select the students that will be coming.
Yeah. And I mean, this is the first year that I think that it's totally filled. But before that, we'd come pretty close. And I really do think that as time goes on, people are going to start regularly coming. I know at first, an experience that I had was hearing all these like, great things about it. And then everyone was just, you know, kind of drinking the Kool-Aid and you're worried or thinking, well, what's the catch? You know, why all this goodness? And so distrusting, apparently. Yeah. But it really did live up to, you know, and exceed my expectations. And I was very grateful to have the opportunity. And I think that in the coming years, people are going to realize that that is the case. And it probably will be maybe a little bit more difficult to get in. Are there any thoughts on expanding the program?
You know, as I said, for now, our limiting factor is the obstetrics rotation and the psychiatry rotations are kind of capped at 24 students in terms of the numbers that they feel they can accommodate. So if that were to change, then yes, I think we'd have some ability to consider expanding the programs. At least for now, it looks like 24 is going to probably be the set number, with the understanding that on most of the other clerkships, we get accommodated up to 36 students for the year. So there's how we get these other students that come, except for OB and OBGYN and psychiatry. We get students that come for all the other clerkships to fill out those numbers and that's an advantage too. You know, it is nice to be able to offer the students, as I really can't spend the whole year in Des Moines, but I'd like to have the opportunity to come spend some time in Des Moines to make sure we do have the capacity to allow for those students as well.
Yeah.
So 2009 was when you said, so you're just going to start seeing residents who would be coming, who might consider coming to Des Moines. Is that
so? Actually, since these are third year students, we had the first group last year that could have come to Des Moines.
Okay.
And there are four residents in the Des Moines programs from, actually more than that, because the transitional year individuals, they add another three or four to that. So four categorical residents and then three or four of the 1 year transitional year residents that have been graduates of the third year in Des Moines that came and did their residency training in Des Moines as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. I think that having the third-year students there has really actually kind of helped with the transitional and internal medicine programs out there at the Des Moines Methodist campus. I know that it's actually kind of competitive, is what I hear at this point.
Sure.
But so we didn't talk too much about the social aspects of the Des Moines year.
Well, we think it's important to get students immersed in the community, and so one of the things, as you can imagine, we do in the early part of the year is to get them out and see some of the things across Des Moines they might enjoy, make sure they're aware of the Arts Center and the Science Center and the Civic Center and the Wells Fargo Arena and some of the events that come to those locales. And we have a minor league indoor football, and baseball, AAA baseball team, and hockey, and NBA developmental league team. So we get them out to some of the athletic events as well to have some fun together as a group. And then the beauty of where the campus is located, we're right on the outskirts of downtown Des Moines. There's really a lot of fun things to do in Des Moines, so we make a point of kind of sharing with them what are some of the activities that are even within walking distance of the campus that they can take advantage of during their time in Des Moines. And we know, Natalie, that the students find ways to get out and socialize and have fun together, taking advantage of some of those things that are available in Des Moines.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's third year. You know, you're finally able to actually maybe relax on a weekend or two. And actually, I felt like we had a good number of weekends off in Des Moines, too, especially in our surgical rotations. And I had the benefit of, I think, giving you some time off and then also even having extra study time. That was pretty nice. And then, like you were saying, the location, we were next to Gray's Lake. And, you know, I've never been much of a gym user, even though it was just right there. It was like 2 minutes away and I still didn't go. But
will never be that close again.
Never again. But Grace Lake was down there. I mean, you can take a nice walk and that's pretty beautiful.
Absolutely. There's a lot of nice biking trails and running trails that run through downtown Des Moines, as you said, out to Grace Lake and then down around the rivers. You know, Des Moines is at the confluence of two rivers, the Des Moines and the Raccoon Rivers. So again, you can run along and walk along the river walk areas for both rivers as well.
Yeah. So we should probably wrap up here, but I just wanted to check with you, Dr. Craig, before we go. Are there any big anticipated changes for the coming year or even improvements, things that you guys have been thinking about, you know, as you've seen now two full classes complete their year? Any ways that you think that this program might want to improve things or just move forward?
Well, as you know, Natalie, we do a pretty thorough evaluation of the program each year at the end of the year with the students that have finished theater to say, what things did you like? What things did you not like so well? What things would you like to see us do more of? And so we're constantly making upgrades and improvements based on those kinds of that kind of input. So among the things that we hear from the students is, even getting more opportunities to go to the simulation lab and be tested and be able to demonstrate their skills in the simulation lab setting would be beneficial. And we are doing that did this year and plan to expand further into next year. The other thing is that there are the occasional students that say, is there any way we could do more than 40 weeks in Des Moines? Mm-hmm. So we did create an opportunity this year for this group. They can choose to do 4 more weeks in Des Moines, either in the emergency room or a critical care experience. Students have to, before they graduate, do a 4-week either emergency room or ICU type of experience. And so for the adult emergency room at Broadlands and the adult ICU at Iowa Methodist, and then the pediatric ER at Blank Children's Hospital and the pediatric ICU at Blank Children's Hospital, those are now going to be 4-week options that students will have for this year. And we definitely have some interest among the 24 that have signed up for the year in Des Moines to maybe further increase from 40 weeks to 44 weeks in Des Moines. So that's new for this upcoming year.
Oh, wow, Alan. Yeah, I would have liked that. I like that.
Well, we've been talking today with Dr. Stephen Craig, Executive Director of the Des Moines Area Medical Education Consortium. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Short Coat. The Short Coat is produced by the Writing and Humanities Program at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine with support from Medical Student Government. You can visit us online at theshortcoat.com. You can find us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, where we're known as The Short Coat. We also take comments and story ideas and the occasional rant from you, our listeners, via email at theshortcoats@gmail.com, or leave us a voice message at 347-SHORT-CT. That's 347-746-7828. That's also where you can submit a question for our advice segment, The Short Couch. The executive producers are Jason T. Lewis and David T. Etler. Our theme music is by Revolution Void from the album Increase the Dosage. Find them at www.revolutionvoid.com.